We all worked here as kids. And then I definitely enjoyed my time here, but our parents always encouraged us to go and try different things to make sure that if we settled back on the farm, that's what we really wanted to do. So all of us kids did go off and we went to school and we tried other things, and then all of us somehow ended up back here anyways.
Tell me a little bit about what your day is like.
Well, I manage the store, so my day here looks like getting up and getting ready for work, and then I come into the store and just get set for the day, check in with the staff, make sure everything's set up for the day, and then I might help on the floor, I might do office work. I'm just kind of bouncing around wherever is needed. My parents started the business 30 years ago, and then I went to university, and then I did another job for a couple of years, and then I did come back to the store and kind of said, this is what I want to do, and started getting trained under my mom for the management of the store. And then my sister is also really involved in the business now. She did the same thing. She went to school for music, business production. She worked in the city for some years, and then she decided she wanted to come home. The farm was calling, as it did for all of us. And so she's now working with my dad on the farming aspect of the market business. And so the four of us together are now running the business. And Amy and I are kind of working to replace our parents once they decide that they've had enough.
That transition plan, has that been something that you guys have been talking about for a number of years?
Yes, many, many years. Basically, as soon as we knew everybody was coming back to the farm, and maybe even before then, we had been talking about what's the plan going to be? How do we pass things along or transition and keep everybody still loving each other and in good spirits that way? It's definitely a tricky process, so it's had many conversations.
Mm-hmm. So busy time in the fields right now as well. A lot of produce coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, late summer is the busiest time. Late summer to early fall, I guess. So there's lots going on right now. We got sweet corn. We have beans, tomatoes. We've got all the fall decoration stuff coming in. So corn stalks, ornamental corn, gourds, pumpkins, squash, that's all happening right now. So it's a very busy time. The corn maze runs until the end of October, so October 31st. That's always really fun for families to come out on the weekends. We've got a little puzzle inside, and this year we even built a wooden ramped platform in the middle of the corn maze. So that's a really cool new addition, so people actually go up on the platform and can see more of a bird's eye view of the field and the surrounding farm. And then we also have apple picking going on right now, at least until Thanksgiving weekend, and that's Friday to Sunday, 10 till 4.
How big is the property?
The home farm is about 400 acres, and then there are other pieces of land that more my brother rents for his business for the cash cropping, but this home farm here is about 400 acres. My parents have always been very giving with their time and whatever they can to the community and to different organizations around. Something that we do every year now is the United Way Painted Pumpkin campaign. So starting usually the beginning to mid-October, it's going to start this weekend this year, October 4th and 5th. Basically, members of the community will come and get a pumpkin from our farm. They'll take it home, they'll paint it, and then bring it back, and then we raffle off those pumpkins, and all of the proceeds go to the United Way.
What does the wind down look like for you?
So the store stays open until just before Christmas. Our last day is December 23rd, and then the store shuts down. And so our main priority is just kind of tying up loose ends for the season. You do your end of year bookwork, and, you know, any produce that we can't use somehow will go be donated to local food banks. Then you get a little bit of a break, and you might relax a little bit. And then it's not too much time before you're gearing up for the next season again.
Best part of the day for you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe there's something I need to taste test. That would be a highlight of the day.